Welcome to the Talk Over Podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over Podcast page on Spotify.
Talk Over Podcast, we hit the roads this week. We're up in Edinburgh, man.
We're in Edinburgh, bro. We're in Scotland.
Vibes, right, and there's more than two voices on the microphones today.
No, it feels on? Magic.
Yo, it's first time.
Ellington and Prospect in the building. We're in the building.
Special guest today.
Yeah.
Feels different. You
first
know?
Time.
It does. It does feel different.
First time doing a podcast, boys.
Different settings.
Yeah. First time. First
podcast. Time. That's, first time podcast.
Really?
First time you guys have got two other people on.
It's our first guest, isn't it? First time we've had anyone on.
I love that, appreciate that, man. Exciting times, we came all the way up to Scotland.
Alright, so before we go anywhere else, big ups to everyone that came to the club last night. Prospect's party on a Sunday in Edinburgh. On a Sunday as well.
I know, bro.
Thank you. It's dope. Sick.
Madness.
Yo, you lot smashed it as well.
If you saw the Instagram stories and you know exactly what happened, if you missed them,
you need to highlight that. Put that in your highlights.
Business. That is your business.
This ain't the first time I've been up here for this tipsy night. How long have you been doing this for?
You know what? I've been involved like 10 years.
Tipsy for 10 years?
And it's been running since 2002.
Oh, so for real?
16 wow. years.
Since 2002?
Since 2002, bro.
16 years?
Yeah. So it was like it was a bunch of other people involved before. A guy called Nick, Chris before that. Jay as well. And then I joined like 10 years ago, just fresh out of school.
Right, okay, got you.
Fresh out of school, you know. Straight into the raves.
And then that's been... Yeah, so... All these guys, Tone and the guys behind the camera, kind of joined as the years went on. So now it's a big family. It's dope. Yeah. Yo, you guys smashed it last night.
Thank you, bro.
It was a good vibe. Good vibe.
Yeah. I'm actually not feeling tender today.
Oh, bro. You know what?
We had this in the morning.
I didn't have a great sleep. but I'm not feeling horrible. Like, and the bottle of rum was empty at the end of the night. So really,
and a few more.
We did Scotland proud.
Now I know what happens when you give double the rum, man. Shellings with Afro beats, bro.
Caribbean double.
Bro, we was meant to play back to back, and he's like 20 minutes over his set, and I'm like, Dubs, yo, the guy's not even looking at me. He's not even acknowledging that I'm stood there, bro. He comes up to him and he's like, sorry, bro, I couldn't even hear what you were saying.
I was in the bubble, man. You know the bubble, really? Like, you know, every DJ knows the bubble, You just go into bubble.
It's
mode.
Not right to stop a DJ mid flow though, man. Like you, like the flow was vibes. Like you can't stop a DJ
you
mid.
You gotta let man ride.
You gotta
it
let
out.
Him run the let thing in it, bro.
That booth in the club last night's perfect for that because you're literally in the middle of the dance floor.
Yeah.
So you got the tables on the right, dance floor in front of you, and you're just in your own world. That's why, like every time someone's up, or even when the boys are DJing, it's just you're in this bubble.
Yeah.
And nobody can interrupt you. It's dope.
It was amazing, man. The key for me, was as soon as you picked me up. And we were driving to the club and I said to you, like, all right, so what's the crowd like? You know, you always got, I'm in a new area. I've never been to Edinburgh before. What are they like? Do they like dancehall music? Are they like properly on it or do I need to play it a little bit safe? And when you just said to me, like, do whatever you want, literally do it. Bro, do you realize that? I mean, you know, because you're a DJ yourself, but that's a DJ's dream.
Yeah, you just, do you on it.
You're off the lead, mate. Run wherever you want to take it. Yeah. Like, That's the sickest thing, like, because there's a conversation I see so many times online where people are speaking about, like, the promoter said, oh yeah, okay, you can't play this, or a club manager or an owner said, right, absolutely no bashment tonight. Yeah. Those kind of things. That's the conversation I wanted to have, because you, as obviously a venue owner, as a promoter and as a DJ, you see it from every aspect.
Yeah, I get, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's places that up here, we're not in like the perfect world up here where venues do tell you what not to play and what to kind of chill on. Mm-hmm. But I think especially for the Sundays, like whenever, even with the guys, it's just like, do you, there's no point in, because that's why we're known for the energy up here. I think that's why, we don't really get, I don't know, Tom, what do you think? We don't really get that kind of like, I think a lot of that whole don't play a certain genre, especially like more south you go, was more attached to like the violence. Yo, Scottish people are friendly, they don't. Well, it's unless it's football, they don't fight. So
wait till we get Murdy on.
Murdy, the football hooligan. Yeah, unless it's football, they don't really fight. So we don't really have that problem with music.
I think a key factor with Edinburgh is it's not a massive city. Obviously, it's the capital of Scotland, but it's not huge. It's not like London size or Manchester size. And it's inundated with four universities here. and a city-wide campus, a college campus. So we're talking about the majority of the people that are in any club from Monday to Saturday are going to be between 18 and 23. Mm-hmm. And when you're looking at that demographic, they're not really set in their ways. They're out to have a good time. They're not out to hear specific music. If they do, there are venues that can cater for the niche crowds. But for the most part, people are just here to vibe.
Just parties.
Just parties. So if the DJ is doing what he's doing well, it doesn't matter if you're playing the Proclaimers, into 50 Cent, into Jackson 5.
Say
if you're
Proclaimers,
doing it well.
Proclaimers to 50.
I'm telling you, man, if you're doing it well and you're blending it and your techers are on point, the crowd aren't going to have a problem with you.
Yeah. And you dropped Proclaimers, yeah.
Personally, no.
Lies.
The guy for that is Murdy. Yeah. Murdy's got all of the kind of footballer following up here.
I mean, we've all got every DJ, I don't care.
This guy can literally play anything in the set. And because he's got that following, they just go fucking crazy. If I play Proclaimers, they turn around and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo,
can we swear on you? Yeah, we cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just making sure.
The thing is, when you push them selections out like that, you got to hold them with confidence in it. Like, when you play them songs, you got to own that selection in the booth. Like, you could play that song and be like, yo, trying to shout. If you own it, 9 times out of 10, the crowd will take it, man. Like,
it's true, real talk.
That's the way I see it.
There's been certain songs that I've dropped, and I'm like, I know it works. But the crowd are gonna look funny, so I'm in there vibesing by myself, giving it all the energy, picking up the mic, and they're just like, okay, so he looks like he's having a good time. Let's just follow
exactly,
that.
Man. Yeah. The crowd follows suit if you're giving off good energy.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of DJs that miss that part of the DJ now. Like
100,
there's a performance aspect to it, and don't get me wrong, some DJs are very, very technical. They're very just in and out. They do their set and all the rest of it, which is cool. But for me, my style and a lot of the boys I DJ alongside. It's all about the performance aspect.
Okay. You know the most important thing. Party. I agree with the performance thing, but it's about risk taking as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I see so many DJs that impress me when I watch them, and I'm like, that was sick. It's because they tried something off the cuff that they weren't really planning, and it was just like, it might not work, but it does. Do you know what I mean? And I've done it with a couple of times. I played a student party probably about 6 weeks ago. I just thought. You know what? I'd actually switch this up and I dropped Whitney Houston. Boom. The place went upside down, brother. All the girls singing it. And it was in the middle of the night as well. It was almost the peak part of the night. Dropped some old Whitney Houston track.
Sick.
And it's because of those. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've tried things before where it's just emptied the floor. Do you know what I mean? Like, I thought, I'm just going to try this. And it's emptied the room.
That's
the edge, man. But I think a lot of people are afraid to take those risks because. I mean, I don't know whether it's like they're not confident enough in themselves to be able to bring it back if they lose the crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird
one. Well, you know, a big one that I think part of this, that kind of what we're talking about here is, especially for us on a Sunday night, like a lot of venues now just hire that one DJ. So where are you getting that vibe from? I know you can have a vibe on your own. It's like we all do when we're DJing. But for instance, a Sunday night, there's like, we have five of us
and
a host.
And the MC.
Yeah.
So even if the guys aren't working, we're in. So like in terms of a vibe, like there's not, I think that probably has a lot to do with it now.
So
in terms of the vibe.
People on set? Or
yeah, like on rotation, like Tone does one part of it, Major, Murdy, like they all do different things. E-Beats as well. Different weeks or different parts of the kind of brand.
And so I think five of them part of the team. And then
that's where the vibe comes. You know, like, yeah, it's always minimum two.
But there'll be four or five of us in the
actually
building.
There.
So it's kind of like I think that's where a lot of that energy that goes out to the crowd comes from the DJs. Like if you're DJing on your own from like, what's Manny times? Like what, 11 till 6
like
a.m.?
Till yeah. five,
bro, so if you're on your own, like it's like it's like sitting at a desk on your own. Like
that's a job.
Yeah, it's boring. Like you can have fun unless your boys are in as well. But like if there's DJs there and in terms of like pushing yourself as a DJ, like a crowd might not get hype you up the same way, but that's why, like, when you've got all the guys in, you saw it last night.
Even the people that aren't spinning the camera energy around the venue, they did play, so they're out there just because feeding it. It's proper that, man. I think that's why you can get away with pushing the music a bit more as well in the selections because the energy in the building and the way everyone moves around, it doesn't affect it. Do you know what I mean? Like some clubs that, like you say, you could play all night on your own. If you send it the wrong way and you lose the crowd, like it could could be game over. But because at the end, like last night, you seen it, bruv. Like there was like spurts of fucking carnage.
Yeah.
Like, bro, woke up this morning with like wall dust on our equipment, like champagne. Bro, you see the past. There's a hole in the ceiling, a punch in the wall, the front of the booth's pulled down.
There was a wart in the booth last night, bro. I opened
my laptop this morning and there's like plasterboard dust all over the laptop from last night in the club.
It's true.
Was it the last time Styles was up, the hole in the roof?
There's a patch in the roof.
That literally, I woke up the next morning and the club manager was like, yo, like, what the fuck is this? And there's a big plaster patch of literally, because this is what happens every time. It's just like straight fisted at air. I don't know why they do that. But I think it was last time you
were up.
Stop banging on the furnace.
I'm telling you, man, that's where it comes from. That whole vibe. But that's the energy and that's the casualties of the party, unfortunately. But there's a small casualty to pay. And as you noticed yesterday, no one's out here fighting. People aren't fighting over girls. Yeah. Everyone's just on a loving vibe. We don't have them problems.
Actually, that's something I did notice, man. Is last night, the party was basically turned all the way up pretty much to the end. What did you do? Play like two slow jams right at the end.
Two slow jams. Right. Now we play Tatty at 5-3.
Yeah, so and that's when it was like...
Yo, if I did that in Manny, bro, the doorman would be kicking me out, man.
But this is the thing here. You see all the energy on the dance floor and how mad and turned up it was. But then 10 minutes later, they're kicked out.
Yeah.
If I play certain places and it's like that, they are fighting in the streets.
Bro, outside. I get told to cool down. We have a cool down. So it's like the last half an hour, it's like you've got to disperse people in a good way. Do you know what I mean? Like it's.
But last night was just all love. You walked outside and it was just guys. Like calm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
People didn't even look that drunk.
Nah.
I was.
I know. I think from your eyes, yes.
I'm going to insert a snippet into the podcast of Double last night right now. Having it. Come on.
Yeah, back to the question what we were talking about with promoters or venue owners telling DJs what to play. Like, obviously, what we're discussing now is the nights run by DJs. Mm. So I think kind of throwing that in there, I think we have that problem across the UK. Like venues telling you, promoters thinking they know better than what DJs do. There needs to be more nights that are run by DJs. Look at what you did with Jam.
Yep.
Like, this is why Tipsy works.
We were saying this morning.
Even brands like, you know, like Volatiles thing, all the way to Napa, Martin's thing, all these guys that are like, there's so many nights that are run by DJs. Yeah. Not enough though. But the vibe, like right now in a kind of climate where everyone watches the DJs, whether it's, you've got random people watching Red Bull Freestyles, which imagine a crowd ever watching DMCs. That kind of it was a DJ's game. So like, I think the more DJs pick up the promoter hat and do parties, and it doesn't even need to be big; it can be small, and start from that. I think that is good for the scene because it makes DJs stronger, makes venues copy. Mm-hmm. I can't even count how many nights I've tried to do what we're doing on a Sunday. They cannot touch us.
Yeah. Do you know where I think?
Just because it's that vibe of like you can't copy the formula. It's like a family. It's not like
it's an organic vibe. You can't copy it.
It doesn't just look like a brand. I'm trying to make money off this kind of thing. Yeah. It's literally just like a bunch of dudes.
Two problems with that just down in my area, right? And the problem is there's not really a DJ community. Mm. I've spoken about the guys from Newcastle before, how they're literally like a family. I've seen it up here now because I know, obviously, like I said, this is my first time in Edinburgh, but now I've seen it. How like the Edinburgh guys are. But it's not really like that down in the south of the country, in the areas that I'm working at. It's not really like DJ families. It's almost like a lot of competition. So a certain DJ starting a night wouldn't necessarily put another guy from the same town on because that's him then promoting his competition, quote unquote.
Yeah.
The other thing I see a problem with that is a lot of the time, DJs these days are more focused about building an online following than an actual real human following in their town that are going to come to the clubs and see.
Yeah. You nailed it with that, bro.
Because we all started pre-social media. Yeah. So it was all about people would come out to see you because of your track selection. Mm-hmm. And if your track selection was whack, they weren't coming. Mm-hmm. And the next DJ would get that fan base. But if you smashed it, that's your people now, and then every Friday they know you're going to be playing there. They're coming for your choice of music.
Bro, it goes back to like word of mouth is way stronger than all the social stuff. Like even like, I mean, you can, if someone tells you a restaurant's dope, that's better than a Facebook review or a TripAdvisor review.
Well,
whereas you're talking about DJs that work with each other across the cities, like they talk about Scotland, they talk about the boys that are involved with our party. Like that is way more powerful than what's going on online and the image. The the topic across the world right now is how fake social media is. So the actual real, like, the real kind of networking that's going on and people talking about, right, in Scotland, you need to work with this person or that person or connect with this person, is, I feel, way, like, especially now, after we've had that social media, everyone does this, kind of jumps on whatever bandwagon is at that point or does start something fresh and it's super dope. The actual word of mouth is so powerful.
You
right
can't
now.
Fabricate that either, man.
Like, look at even events, like, from a promoter's event, Yo, like, Facebook's dead for Facebook, like, for events.
I've,
like,
not been invited to an event in...
Yeah.
Facebook event invites.
Remember, everyone was on that.
It's word of mouth, bro. It's word of mouth.
There was the code. You had to find the code so you can invite all your friends at the same time and not have to click through.
No, no one does that.
The JavaScript code.
The JavaScript.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't
it? You put it in the top, click it, and it's like, you can't press it again. Like, this loads all the invites up. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think another key...
Times have changed.
A key factor in... you know, DJs being promoters as opposed to promoters being promoters is when you get promoters, they're looking at it from how much money can I make? Yep. How much money can I save?
I think it puts them out of touch a little bit, innit? Like, because it's a money chase instead of being plugged straight into the ravers.
And when you're looking at, like, when you're looking from a business perspective, you're looking at numbers. So, okay, this kid, he's 18, 19. He's got a few friends in the city, but his pictures are getting 200, 300 likes.
Okay.
Each one, and they're not even relevant to DJing, but I'll book him because the numbers look good.
Yeah, it's true, man.
You know, what's he bring it when you turn up to the club and he's got like two of his friends or two or three of his friends, maybe even have like 10 boys that come with him, asking for bottles, asking free entry. They're not actually putting money into the promoter's pocket, but they're looking at like, but the promoter's so concentrated on numbers. Like, he's not looking at what they actually bring to the
venue.
But
it's false numbers, though. That's the thing. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's social media numbers, which don't equate to normal people.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same. You know
why I think that's...
A follower on Instagram doesn't automatically equal a body in the club.
No.
Nah. You know the other thing as well? I think what your valid point there with those type of promoters as well, with the money promoters, is because promoting is a very short-lived game. It's not a business. Yo, like, that's why...
Well, yeah, and no.
It can be, but I'm saying, like, you know, like, your student night, like, you have that uni term, and that's... Yeah. That's you, and then you're kind of too old for the game. Whereas if you evolve it like a brand, like what we've done with Tipsy, like it is, like a lot of the crowd now is probably like the dude that now is a bit older, but his little brother is going there because he knows it's dope for hip hop, and it's weird to hear everything.
But it also comes down to how the promoter looks at it. There are a lot of promoters in the business that just want to smash and grab, and they want so. The next 2 months, I want to make this much money, and they don't care about the brand longevity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they don't think about, okay, you know what? Let me run throughout the year, and the first 4 months, I'll run at a loss, but I'm making sure it's a dope party, and people are building up, and people are coming, and it's a vibe. And you know what? I might even throw an artist in there, and then this certain party, I might make money, but I'll break even. Mm-hmm. But suddenly, they know such and such an artist has come to this party, and it's my branding. And now I can throw some parties without artists, still charge the same on the door, and that's where the profit. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the mentality.
You've got to give the people something these days, man. Like, I think a lot of the ravers, they see when they're just trying to pull the money out of you. Like, for people buy into these brands like Tipsy, like Jam, etc., because they see the organic vibe. They see, look, that's the way we did it with Jam. Like, they see, we would give them artists once a month,
and then
the other 3 weeks we'd have the residents, and we'd constantly be giving back to them because they were giving
but
to us.
But that's the right way to do it, I'm saying. Yeah, but that's not the way that a lot of people do it.
100%,
and the problem,
man,
is, sometimes, especially with the student market, people do buy into the quick ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem is it just shakes it for everyone else.
And I get why they would think that, because you're a student 3, maybe 4 years.
Well, that's it. It's conveyor belt stuff, isn't
it?
I think the pressures that come this year, in about 2-3 years' time, when their workload is too much, you're not going to see them.
That's true.
Only going to see them at periods like Christmas or like when the exams are done. Like,
I don't think they think about it too much, the students, either. Like, they're not trying to buy into brands. Like, they're going to another city, they're out of town, like they're hitting the student
fresher game is like, I don't think anyone's got the equation where, like, this is how to start a student night. Because how many gigs have we all been booked for Freshers Week that 2 weeks later don't
exist? Every year it comes to September, you got seven residencies. By October, you got two.
And then you're like looking at your paperwork thinking, seven, I'm going to be a fucking millionaire.
Your status goes up for September,
innit? This stays up for 2 years. I'm buying a house.
Every year you get that status, it's like, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, by October, you're done, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
To your Friday,
there's a couple of student brands across the UK which I think they know exactly how to carry that longevity on. But yeah, like, yo, how many times, man? Like,
Every year, you take a couple of L's at least. And like, those are the people that think, oh, this is easy. I can make a few grand real quick. Yeah. So they don't even come into it with capital. They come into it maybe
to
of
clean,
like
just to clean up the fresh just
swarm,
isn't it?
Grand that they've saved up, and that goes into the first one because they then they count the second one off of the profit from the first one that they haven't even put on yet, and they think, oh well, the first one's going to make this, so that means the second one. They don't think the long game, right? Okay, I'll start and put 10 grand in over this amount of time,
exactly,
and then look to build it back.
I found I found that there's one thing that I've always found whenever I'm doing like ventures. There's a difference between spending money and investing money. Now, investment, spending money, you're going to lose it in the hope you'll get it back. Investment money, if you do it wisely, you're going to spend it, but you know you're getting that back. You're putting money into something that you think is going to pay you back, you know, over long term.
Exactly.
And it tenfold. Yeah. And I think that's the difference. I mean, I get why promoters will go, like you said, the smash and grab kind of thing. But if you're trying to make this a long term thing, which is what I think a lot of DJs kind of have to take that approach because that's their livelihood.
Yeah.
A promoter's probably got like a 9 to 5 and just does this thing in the evening or on the Friday, Saturday night. He's already going out, so he thinks, fuck it, I'm going to contact the club, you know, put on a night, Friday night. That's my little, you know.
Clubs do way too easy give out nights.
Yeah.
Like,
Is that just a Scotland thing or is that?
Bro, I think that's across the country. They give nights too easy. Like, one, they give nights out too easy and they literally, like, I mean, I'm sure you experience that with Jam or with nights that you work in. Like, literally, like, every year you get one that hits up all the DJs that work for Tipsy and tries to put them on and then puts, like, the Tipsy name beside it, hoping that they get a fraction. But they don't understand, like, it's that party that... It's only that party that can do that party.
If you book one equation,
don't get me wrong, they're all dope DJs, but they always try to get that little bit of the, pie.
Off.
So like you always get that. I don't have a problem with that because it's exposure.
I mean,
as long as it looks, as long as it doesn't look whack, but it just seems like there's nothing original with that, like the stuff that you're putting out, and they just like it's just people being like, yo, I see like this guy doing, and they don't understand that like there's so much work that goes into whether it's club promoting or whatever else you invest yourself into, and they're like, I want what this guy has, or I want what this DJ has.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, and then I think it's the whole attitude of, and I think social media is a lot to blame for this, or it more highlights this, is people try to emulate the result and not the process. They see a man doing well and they think, I want that, so I'm going to pretend to have that until like they try and fake it till they make it. But if you speak to that brother, you'll see that he's taking more L's than wins.
Bro.
And you'll be like, do you know what? You take 100 L's, but that one win canceled out the rest of them. And they don't see that part. They don't see all the hard work that goes into building.
No one sees the L's. It's like that picture you see online, but it's like the iceberg thing, isn't it?
And then you got like the success tipping out,
and then obviously the pyramid of fucking disaster and everything else starting to get you to the top. And it's so true, bro. Every successful person has took countless L's, man.
Bro, don't get me wrong. I think we've all done that when we've kind of like shouted about what we've done, and I think that especially now that we're all like, yo, we're kind of the older type of DJs, isn't it?
Hold on. I prefer the word experienced or seasoned.
Seasoned, old. I know when Styles is going quiet, like 3-4 months later, something dope's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
when I was opening this spot we're sitting in, like, dude, like I was off the radar.
It's been all right. I have to check on him. Keep it to yourself. But X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, like you have to, like, you just have to kind of, it's not always about that shouting. I mean, like, especially talking about your last podcast with the mental health thing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people kind of go in and out, and it can be for different reasons at that point. You know what I mean? We were talking about what you guys did with the mental health thing, but can be so many different reasons that people kind of
of people don't realize is it is all right to go quiet. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cool. Just for example, like, when was the last time you saw Stormzy's face or name attached to something recently? No, he's
ghosted.
In quiet mode, which means something's coming.
Yeah.
But you don't see him suddenly, like, he's not like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, look who I've just worked with, look what deal I've just signed. Like, he's quiet right now.
Sometimes it's good to just leave people guessing as well, man. Like,
yeah, definitely, man. Like, and I mean, I remember Skepta said something once, I can't remember if it was a tweet or what, but he basically said it, and it was aimed at social media. Stop talking about working and work.
Yeah.
Like, and that goes exactly to what you said. When you were building this place, you ghosted from social media, but then suddenly, boom, you've got like a whole venue.
I feel like a prime example for people that maybe don't know Prospect, or like people that maybe don't know, people that go quiet and then come back with a, like a massive project, Dr. Dre. We've been waiting on that Detox album for years.
Did you just put me in the same sentence as Dre? Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
We've been waiting on that for years.
It's not coming.
I'm a billionaire. Like, that's a perfect example. He's been quiet for so long, but he's been working. He's been putting in the graft. And, you know, now in his advanced age, you can see what he's obviously been doing something,
but he's
just not been screaming about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of examples, man. I do it occasionally as well. I haven't put out, like, other than the podcast, I haven't put out solid content, but it's because I'm working on something. Do you know what I mean? And like, everyone has their own projects, but I do feel a lot of people get lost in the sauce. Mm. They have to just put everything out every day. I've got to get the likes. I've got to get this up. Like, need to just sit back and focus on.
And one thing that I've noticed as well, because obviously a few people recently have been like, oh, you've been quiet, da 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 da, are you working on anything? I'm like, I'm working on stuff, but it might not necessarily, the result of what I'm working on might not necessarily be for you guys. So I might be doing something with a corporate, so the people that know me as a DJ probably won't see that, and they won't see what I'm working on. Or, and I say this to everyone, sometimes taking time to yourself to work on yourself, get your personal affairs in order. Maybe there's an issue in your family. Maybe there's something that you need to deal with internally. Work on that. The result in will be you are a happier, healthier person. That doesn't mean when you get to that level of happiness, you have to go back on social media and say, I'm happy again. No, just live your life. Like, you don't have to be always working on a project. If the project is you as a person, work on that. That's one of the things that I would say.
You, the comment on the last podcast that you made was about what was the exact wording you said now? Like, you don't have to post your best life 24/7. Do you know what I mean? It's good to balance it. Ghost, come back. Like, not always be relentless with the greatness. Do you know what I mean? Keep it real.
And
sometimes.
Yeah, and what I said in the last one was, if you're not in the best place, don't post that you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's cool to not be.
That's true, man. We're all human at the end of the day, bro.
I think people connect with that stuff more now. It's real. I think people can see through the whole, like, I'm this and that. And I think it's not just like DJs. Like, I think I noticed that, especially, like, we're talking about this from literally from like a club night to thingy. Like, the fake stuff is like, yo, people can see through that. They don't care about like you like hitting this and that. Like, positive stuff is dope, but like always shouting about it, like you're trying to fish for that kind of that acceptance. Like, yo, like,
yeah. Well, it's like Tone said, though, like the fake it till you make it mentality, like screaming and shouting about how good you're doing right now. And the other thing is, you know what? People will stop celebrating you.
Yep.
100%.
Perfect example, is when Beyonce's DJ over here, when he announced. By the way, congratulations. Hold on, we didn't even address this.
Oh, this hasn't been addressed.
We can't do it in this one. We're out of time on this one.
We'll do it in the next one. And actually, we'll work with the next one. We'll